Good morning, Mood Group friends and followers, and welcome to another edition or another episode of Packaging Perspectives, brought to you by Mood Group. With me today, I'm very proud to announce that we have Paweł Zielinski, who is a finance and IT specialist from the packaging sector, having worked for some very large, well-known organizations such as Amcor and Dunapack Packaging and SCA. Paweł has had a considerable experience, in my opinion, seeing things from a different perspective within the packaging sector, which is, one could say, what it's all about, really, which is the numbers side of things. You know, business turnover is a vanity, profit is sanity, I think is possibly what you would advocate. It's all about making sure the numbers are working well, optimized and in favor of high return on investment for shareholders and people who are invested in the business. So your role has always been very important. Welcome to our podcast. Paweł now operates a management consultancy business specializing in this sector. And through some recent conversations we've had, I thought it would be lovely if you would join us as our next guest and also illuminate the people that watch this podcast and follow it as to some of your pearls of wisdom, your insights, your experience. So if I can first of all say welcome to the podcast, thank you for joining us. Let's take it back to the beginning. Where did it all start? How did you get into the packaging sector in the first place? Over to you.
Hello, good morning, and thank you very much for this introduction, and thank you very much for warm welcome. My adventure with packaging started still in the previous century. Most of good things in life happens sometimes by accident. So announcement, newspaper. My specialization in study career was finance, banking, and during the study I was really keen on also modern technologies, information systems, but for data processing in banking. And I started as IT specialist for finance data in banking in 1998 in commercial bank. However, there was a quite interesting offer for assistant controller in Amcor, or the company which was supposed to be taken over by Amcor, located nearby. And I simply responded to that, and that was a step which actually decided about the entire future career. So, you know, the 10 sentences in announcement, probably to 20 sentences of answer, and entire life
followed from there.
That's happened. If you meet the right people there, and I had this luck to meet these right people in Amcor. So I got the chance to jump into very dynamically developing business, and I was dropped to very deep water, I must say. Of course, finance director at that time gave me the right introduction to my duties. However, expectations were very high, and the development plans of the organization were also very ambitious. And thanks to that, my personal development went that time very well, and I could also present and demonstrate certain skills and ability, which otherwise I could never ever present. And again, that was the simply reason why 2 years later, it was 2001, when finance director resigned, the CFO decided to continue career in other company. Amcor decided to not have external search, but to promote assistant controller with less than 2 years experience within the company to become a CFO and board member of Amcor Polish operations at age 26.
Congratulations. I've always assumed that working with a company like Amcor, that, let's face it, have got a very proven track record of excellence and growth, that not without good fortune was it that it was that business that you chose at that early, or you entered at that early stage, because you were immediately exposed to the processes that were the Amcor processes, weren't they, which you were able to combine with your existing knowledge of best practice and your qualifications. But other people who haven't had that opportunity, who may have joined a smaller privately owned flexible packaging business which wasn't working on that particular way, wouldn't have been exposed to that methodology so early on. So fantastic that you chose that company out of all of them. And I'm sure it was most insightful.
My wife summarized that very quickly, that that's more luck than brain, and that's hard to disagree. But indeed, being in the right moment, in the heart of very dynamic changes, is of course very helpful, because if you can leverage such changes, because that time Polish operations from peripheral plant became the heart of the region, and in the landscape of Amcor operations, our general manager became the regional general manager, and of course, together with that, CFO of the Polish plant became the CFO of the Eastern Europe region, with, again, more duties and more opportunities to and more exposure on the European market, more exposures on activities. It was that time Lithuania, Czech Republic, Hungary, and activities in those countries. So again, I'm very deeply grateful for this trust at certain moment given to me by management of the company, And you know, this is for me something like a North Star. I'm trying to give it to give it back. So during entire career in Amcor, but also then in SCA, I'm also try. I was always trying to find students' talents or well, people with 2, 3 years experience. And you know, if I identify them as a great potential, I was trying to give them the same tough and demanding environment, and just give them chance. And few, three of them, you know, took this opportunity quite seriously, and they are right now CFOs of packaging.
Wonderful.
And you know, it looks that you cannot go away from from this industry, CFO of packaging companies. And yeah, well, we still are in contact. And you know, they also remember that at certain moment they got a great chance. But you know, I always made it very, very clear. I gave them only chance. The rest
They did
is up to
themselves.
them.
It's good, isn't it, that you recognize the opportunity that you were given, and as you say, you wanted to replicate that and have grown future very significant leaders as well. So you reached a certain point with Amcor where do you mind sharing with me what the motivation was behind the change to move to SCA?
Well, that's actually long a long story. First, of course, restructuring inside Amcor. Amcor decided, first of all, to dispose the PAT, then called Rigid Plastic Division, in Europe. First, it was divided into two parts: Eastern Europe part, which I was in charge, was sold to Alpla, and I think Western part was acquired by some Spanish company. I can't remember which one right now. I was in charge of the deal with our Austrian friends. And in the meantime, the deal was that once I'm done with the deal, my next step with Amcor will be at tobacco packaging division in Switzerland. So it took 1.5 year to close the deal, and then I moved to Switzerland to learn how to print with absolutely super high quality. I never ever seen so high quality printing like in that time called tobacco packaging, but right now it's, I think, specialty printing division. Well, that rotogravure printing is really something which amazed me all the time. It's well, you know, it's always a pure pleasure to see this result of such a packaging. That's most beauty paper packaging I ever touched
And that
is
was operating under the Amcor brand name, or was it another company?
No, that was Amco.
Yeah, in
Amcor,
Switzerland.
but and it's still, but of course, tobacco business changed because of certain regulation, and right now this specialty packaging is not like in the past years focus only the predominant by on tobacco, but fortunately other especially in Switzerland, all the chocolates must be also packed perfectly. So, so there are also prominent customers there to serve.
And that's a growing market, whereas tobacco, one could argue, is a shrinking market for health reasons and things like that.
The world has changed from this perspective, definitively, and that's and very fast, because it was only 13 years and everything changed.
Hands up. I used to be a smoker quite a few years ago, and I stopped, and it was for health reasons. And I think a lot of people I know, my wife, friends, all sorts of people have stopped over the last decade or so. So
And coming back to your to answer your question about the SCA, because right now I am in Switzerland, we're still with Amcor, and Amcor that time acquired Alcon, and that's turned me into a world traveler, because Alcon activity. So, well, located in Singapore, Malaysia, and there was certain integration activity necessary. And at certain moment, I wanted to go back home to Poland, and opportunity with SCA opened, and I went back.
Perfectly
So,
understandable. Perfectly understandable.
yeah.
It's fun to travel, but it's nice to be where you like to be as well.
Yeah, so I enjoyed the fun of traveling. So I earned enough miles to have a free tour with my wife around the world, spending miles. So yeah, ticked.
Sorry. Thank you very much. We'll have that.
So thanks for that, but then time to go home. And and I think it was also a slightly different type of challenge, because Amcor in Switzerland, I was really one of the finance guys in headquarters, and SCA Packaging, I was operational finance director of Polish operation for plants located in Poland. So different profile, and I think I was missing this line duties, line responsibility. That is something which maybe it's always like that you missing something which is remote, which you do not do at particular time. So if you spend 5 years in headquarter, you're missing work at the plant, and vice versa.
At the
Probably,
sharp end, yeah. At the
that
sharp end, yeah.
probably it is like that. However, that was exactly this choice, and And also, I think it was also the time when I was starting to realize how important is the second specialty, which right now I treat equally. At the very beginning of my career, I was pure finance, of course, knowing the role of reporting, because it's just in the finance DNA that, well, whatever is in finance must be reported and presented and reflected as a figures. But in Amco Switzerland, we first time did really insightful projects based on some decision models, based on statistical advanced statistical models. Just to give you a flavor, we used some security cameras to follow movements of the forklifts to just make sure that we can optimize the paths, the routes of the forklifts. And imagine that because of some calculation and mathematical modeling, how the forklift drivers should plan the movement of forklifts. Well, the plant saved 15% of the time and fuel.
Amazing.
When we start this project, experienced forklift drivers said that, I mean, that's not possible. They worked there for 20 years, and they planning what they do in the optimum way. Okay, fine. Let's do it in the mathematical. So we started one, second, third try. For me, it was a clear signal that such elements combined with the finance knowledge and process knowledge is something which can bring the real value to the job of finance director, controller, because it's not always the finance guy is doing this job, but motivating, showing the way, showing the opportunity to the other department, providing the tools, making sure that we are collecting the right data, that we have them cleaned, available for such modeling. Right now, I think it's obvious for most of the CFO that this data governance, that entire data management is a part of the normal finance director of CFO duty. I mean, for me, it's something like right now granted in definition of CFO. So over these years, right now 26 almost years, I could see evolution of understanding the CFO role, and from reflection of the process to more influence on the process, showing the way, showing opportunity, motivate, stimulate the change from exactly process, numbers, and using this what brought us right now this modern technology and advanced advanced modeling. Much more projects later showed that I'm right.
You're right. And I mean, data is most revealing, isn't it? You can't hide from data. I mean, people can have hunches. People can say, we've done it this way always, so we continue to do it this way. No, we know best, whatever. But data is most revealing. And I remember somebody saying to me a long time ago about MIS systems and ERP systems, is it's one thing to collect the data, but you have to be prepared to act on it. Because if you don't act on it, you lose the enthusiasm of the participants. As when I say you have to, management has to act on it. So finance may well be collecting the data and maybe presenting management with revealing data and pointers, but you do need to have, you just used, I think, alluded to buy-in. You need to have buy-in. You need to have people that have got the enthusiasm to then act on that at operational levels to drive the change that the data has revealed. And if you don't do that, then the whole people just lose the enthusiasm to do it in the first place.
Enthusiasm is here, yes, the something which is very, I think, key to start.
It's hand in hand, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
we see clients sometimes saying, "Oh, we're implementing SAP, or we're doing this, or we're changing that, or whatever." We'll get onto this in a minute, but you know, the more current topics are sustainability and AI, and you know, all that the management tools reveal, you have to have the right people with the right motivations in place to execute and to see that it's being championed by and sponsored by the business, and ownership is being transferred to those that should be taking it to ensure that the improvement is driven. It's a popular conversation that I have with a lot of family owners of conversion businesses and OEMs and material supplies businesses and even brands, family owners, key management executives, etc., on how do we transform, how do we get through? And one of it is the tools and the analysis, as you say, and then the other is critically having the right human capital in place who are going to take that process and run with it, which is obviously what we're in the business of providing. Sorry, I interrupted you.
And you know, this our world, our packaging world, is very good environment because we are mass producer, massive, you know, and data and statistics is something which gives very good results on the large figures because of the statistics rules. And yeah, well, what is, you know, happening right now at one of my largest clients right now, you know, technically, of course, what we brought by implementation of decision model. And again, client asked for AI supporting decision about some recipes, mix, at certain production procedures. Finally, it turned out that AI is too large cannon to kill this mosquito, and several optimization models, but properly collected, brought into proper application with certain conditions and with the proper trainings and correct data, brought the results to I think we brought savings of I don't know, just 1.5, 1.6 euro per tons. Theoretically nothing, right? But the scale of production means that it's 3.5 million euro per year.
It's a lot. That's a lot. And sometimes that's not just a case of profits, is it, or return on investment for shareholders, but it's the difference between staying in business and not staying in business.
Oh, yes.
Because they who are not doing this process and not doing this analysis will not be market leaders from a pricing point of view. And whether you choose to pass that price efficiency on in your product pricing or not, at least you know you have that in your arsenal. So it's either enhanced profitability in the short term or improved competitiveness in the long term. And those that don't do it may well fall by the wayside.
Of course, such small elements of improvements can and should be applied at every part of the process. So we talk about profitability. We talk and profitability means every element. From procurement to even prediction of the and forecasting, because you know in packaging, especially in corrugated business, you know our duty at forecasting was always almost to know better about forecast than our customers do. It sounds like a joke, but you know, for us, precise forecast was like to be or not to be, and our analysis of the customer's behavior and and not our market, the customer's market,
Customers' markets, yeah.
it was subject of so detailed analysis that sometimes I think it was equally sophisticated as on customer side. Because you know, for us it was so vital to know, to plan the capacity, to plan demand, to plan the corrugator, that because you know this is not the industry which runs on high margins, so every inch, every centimeter of
Wafer thin.
of the which you can save on properly planning of the width of the paper you order for the corrugator, well, again, thousands, hundred thousands of euro. So that's quite serious, serious again area, which you can be and should be supported, and I think that there is no better organizer and coordinator in organization for such topics than CFO. I think the biggest mistake is to think that if we are talking about systems, this is IT job. No, IT is to host the solutions. IT is to ensure security. IT is to provide the right performance of the systems, but to provide the business functionality, to provide the business solution and business insights and translate that to business value, that's the show which should be driven by the finance controlling team. Sometimes this team is called data and analytics, but still under umbrella of finance.
Talking about corrugated, you moved from SCA to Dunapac.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thinking behind that move, and how did you find being in the corrugated business versus where you'd been before?
SCA packaging was, of course, I was in corrugated, part of SCA packaging.
Okay.
You know, the SCA hygiene also, I had just next door. So SCA hygiene was my neighbor.
Right.
In Oava, so they were located together, but I was not in charge for this for hygiene part. Located together, but managed completely separately, and you know, I was acquired by Dunapac. You may say because of SCA experience, because in SCA SCA systems and processes were based on a combination of finance operation SAP and some dedicated software for corrugated business. And it was the moment when owners, the Prince Owens decided to intensively change the shape of Dunapac division, and partly standardized processes. And for this standardization, I mean, to somehow give the framework to give also opportunity to standardize, exactly rollout of new systems were planned. And there was not so difficult to find the SAP specialist, but the combination of SAP and dedicated corrugated software and knowledge of the processes and the finance knowledge, yeah, that was something relatively unique on the market. But fortunately, we had some common friends, and common friends make us, connected. Connected.
Right.
At the beginning, it was just about the standardization of processes. So beginning process management. So in preparation for rollout of the systems. But since I started working with the system, there was a next question.
What were those common friends? Just expand on that a bit.
My boss from SCA and director of Dunapac Poland used to work together at Mondi. So world is small.
Right. So you were able to sort of adopt some of the technology that Mondee were using. Is that what you're alluding to?
That was not about the technology. It was simply German software company Vitron. Vitron is offering software called Vitron CTMS, corrugated packaging management system. And all of these companies which I mentioned, so SCA, I think Mondi as well, for sure. I'm not sure about Stora, but yeah, a lot of companies are users of this software. SCA for sure, because SCA was, I think, involved in even invention of this system. So really software dedicated for corrugated packaging.
For the
You can't
industry.
possibly use it at any other
No.
other business. And you know, for years they made it perfectly tailor-made and work to serve with corrugators and converting machine, nothing else.
I know what you mean because we've represented some clients that other software MIS suppliers that do exactly the same. So yes, I'm familiar
So
with what you mean.
once Donapac were looking how to standardize this the process, it looked like natural help. But of course, they also wanted to have a corporate umbrella like SAP for entire Printzone group. And you know, those two rollouts required people who got some experience in both worlds, got some experience in a larger companies. So few people like me were hired to support and facilitate this process. So we started with the processes, and then I focus on also information management, and later, always working with the finance department, I was in charge of performance management because Duna Park built a really, I must say, world-class performance management system. That was of course, we were not at the first try very successful, but the second try was really something we could be very very proud. And I think, yeah, you mentioned this this competitive advantage, and this competitive advantage happened. I think that having this performance management system, this flexibility and easy benchmarking of business units, of machines, of elements of the business, control over profitability, gives you very fast a business insight to undertake decisions. And that's it, because you know, the value of the insight, the value of the knowledge is dramatically going down in the time. So if you are able to undertake decision fast, almost immediately, with you know, obtaining this information, the value of this information is very high.
Not only from a P&L point of view, but from we're back to this enthusiasm and the moral side of it, which is we as a business have decided to implement this, and we're going to use it, and we're going to use it straight away. You know, the last thing you want is complacency in the system, which is, oh, we're identifying all this stuff, but we're not doing anything with it. You know, and that kills enthusiasm, doesn't it? Yeah. And I remember somebody saying to me many years ago, on the whole subject of sort of these sorts of systems, which is it's a bit like sailing a ship into the fog and coming out of the fog and not being in the place that you expect it to be in. You put these things in place so that you can control where you arrive. You can use that information. And it's evident that you greatly enjoyed that whole process because that turned out to be the longest period of your employment with one group, and the last role you had before you moved into your consultancy role as well. So I'm sure your present customers are now deriving a huge wealth of knowledge and experience that you've seen in all the different types of areas of packaging that you've been working on over these years and all these processes you've been involved in. They're lucky customers.
Well, I'm trying to help them, of course, and for all of these 26 years, I was working with many consultants, and what I'm trying to do all the time, I'm trying to treat my customers in the way which I expected in all the past years from those consultants which came to me. And believe me, not all of them were so perfect.
Somebody once said to me, the best place to open a butcher's shop is right next door to another one. And just do it better. So yes, if you're having personal experiences in that respect, which funnily enough is why I started Mood Group 17 years ago, because I used to be in the conversion business myself and running packaging businesses, and quite disenchanted with the level of service and competency I got from recruiters to the packaging industry. Back then, it seemed to me, especially in the areas that we were initially specializing in, that there was room for improvement. There was room to deliver things. So a very similar experience to what you're just saying. So if you were giving advice to people looking at your career and thinking, God, if they're looking right back at the beginning and thinking, why did he choose packaging? What was it that chose packaging? Well, I think from what you said, it was pure coincidence, wasn't it, that there was an advert, you applied, you got the job, and that was what took you into packaging. I had a very similar situation. It was purely coincidental as how I went into printing first and then packaging, which is so often the case, and very hard maybe to advise some people when they're planning their education to project, this will definitely take you in this direction, or this will take you in that direction, because as we know, it can be quite different, albeit that yours was based on finance in any company. But has anything served you well? Has anything been a like a tipping point or an ethos or a work ethic that you've always applied and used that you would say to people looking to do similar to what you do? I found this always worked for me, or I found that always worked for me.
Well, I think never make too much assumption and never give up, because in this well, just stay calm and do your job, because well, tomorrow may bring the results which you do not expect it, and the fact that today you are worried too much with negative scenarios is just poisoning your mind and make you losing time. So But doing your job is always bringing the good result.
Wise words, good words. Thank you. Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's a wonderful world we live in, with all of us here, with all of us with our different experiences, and everyone's got different things. And that's lovely to hear. That's lovely to hear. Well, Powell, I thank you very much for sharing your career twists and turns and experience and values with us and our audience that's watching this podcast. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to say thank you very much on behalf of Moen Group Packaging Perspectives and our audience. And anything you would like to add to the end of the podcast?
Just that I'm honored, and thank you very much for the invitation.
Our pleasure. And just remind everybody that Powell is now an independent consultant who can be contacted either directly or via Moen Group, providing all his insights and expertise on a project by project basis, client by client basis, pretty much anywhere in the world, I think, as we understand. So please do reach out through Moen Group or Director Powell himself. He'd only be too pleased to talk to you about it. Thank you very much, Powell.
Thank you.
And look forward to watching your developments over the next few years and seeing what you're doing for the world of packaging. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.